Section C. Compound Dictation. Department stores are large retail stores selling many different kinds of merchandise, arranged in separate departments. Such stores are found in nearly every important city in the world, and the large department stores often contain more than 100 separate departments. The two major categories of merchandise sold in department stores generally are clothes and home furnishings. The organization of a modern department store is often complex because of the large number of goods and services provided. Typically, the operation of a store is conducted through five principal divisions. There is the merchandising division, which is responsible for the buying and pricing of merchandise. Then, there is the sales promotion division, which controls advertising, display, public relations, and other related matters. Of course, there is the personnel division, which supervises employment and the training and welfare of employees. Next, there is the operations division, responsible for customer and selling services, for deliveries, and for the receiving and maintenance of merchandise. Finally, there is the finance and control division, which deals with accounting, customer credit, expense control, and other financial and budgetary matters. Within these five divisions are many subdivisions. The heads or managers of the five principal divisions are responsible to the general manager. Nowadays, another kind of store that provides such service is a mall or a plaza. A mall is a group of stores built as a unit with on-site parking. Some malls are enclosed so that people can shop comfortably in any kind of weather. Large malls may also contain such places as hotels, restaurants, libraries, banks, post offices, medical clinics, theaters, and parks.
Now the passage will be read again.
Department stores are large retail stores selling many different kinds of merchandise, arranged in separate departments. Such stores are found in nearly every important city in the world, and the large department stores often contain more than 100 separate departments. The two major categories of merchandise sold in department stores generally are clothes and home furnishings. The organization of a modern department store is often complex because of the large number of goods and services provided. Typically, the operation of a store is conducted through five principal divisions. There is the merchandising division, which is responsible for the buying and pricing of merchandise. Then, there is the sales promotion division, which controls advertising, display, public relations, and other related matters. Of course, there is the personnel division, which supervises employment and the training and welfare of employees. Next, there is the operations division, responsible for customer and selling services, for deliveries, and for the receiving and maintenance of merchandise. Finally, there is the finance and control division, which deals with accounting, customer credit, expense control, and other financial and budgetary matters. Within these five divisions are many subdivisions. The heads or managers of the five principal divisions are responsible to the general manager. Nowadays, another kind of store that provides such service is a mall or a plaza. A mall is a group of stores built as a unit with on-site parking. Some malls are enclosed so that people can shop comfortably in any kind of weather. Large malls may also contain such places as hotels, restaurants, libraries, banks, post offices, medical clinics, theaters, and parks.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Department stores are large retail stores selling many different kinds of merchandise, arranged in separate departments. Such stores are found in nearly every important city in the world, and the large department stores often contain more than 100 separate departments. The two major categories of merchandise sold in department stores generally are clothes and home furnishings. The organization of a modern department store is often complex, because of the large number of goods and services provided. Typically, the operation of a store is conducted through five principal divisions. There is the merchandising division, which is responsible for the buying and pricing of merchandise. Then, there is the sales promotion division, which controls advertising, display, public relations, and other related matters. Of course, there is the personnel division, which supervises employment and the training and welfare of employees. Next, there is the operations division, responsible for customer and selling services, for deliveries, and for the receiving and maintenance of merchandise. Finally, there is the finance and control division, which deals with accounting, customer credit, expense control, and other financial and budgetary matters. Within these five divisions are many subdivisions. The heads or managers of the five principal divisions are responsible to the general manager. Nowadays, another kind of store that provides such service is a mall or a plaza. A mall is a group of stores built as a unit with on-site parking. Some malls are enclosed so that people can shop comfortably in any kind of weather. Large malls may also contain such places as hotels, restaurants, libraries, banks, post offices, medical clinics, theaters, and parks.